It would be hard to meet a Czech whose childhood was not touched, perhaps unconsciously, by the art of Jiří Trnka, a painter, puppeteer, illustrator, and above all the founding father of Czech animated film. His poetic drawings brought immortality to books that would otherwise be long forgotten. And his animated films bestowed dozens of puppets and drawings with life. Jiří Trnka was born in 1912 in Pilsen, and as soon as he could hold a pen in his hand, he spent every spare minute drawing. He was also enchanted by the world of puppet theatre. Trnka studied at the University of Applied Arts in Prague and afterwards made a living by illustrating books. But he always dreamt of setting his drawings in motion. For a while he ran a wooden puppet theatre on Prague's Wenceslas Square. Finally, in 1945, he and his colleagues founded their own studio. Its current director, Zdena Dajčová, has worked there ever since it was established in 1945.
I came to the studio in the year just after the war, in 1945. I came there just directly from the art school and started there as a beginner. So I met Jiří Trnka, who was symbol of a great artist, great illustrator, and everybody in the studio in those days looked at him really with a great admiration.
Among Trnka's young admirers was Přetislav Pojar, one of the living legends of Czech animated film.
He was a little bit my teacher in many, many ways. He was really a complete artist, and what I learned with him is how to do the things, how to do the conception of the things, and how to do the scenarios.
The Bratři v triku, or Brothers in T-shirts studio, as it was called, became the birthplace of the very first Czech animated film.
The first film which we did is animation. It was fairy tales, Jak dědek zasadil řepu. And the next one was Liška a džbán, and third was Zvířátka Petrovští. Those films were based on Czech fairy tales. And this third one won the prize, it was in the year 1947 or 48, in Cannes, and this was a big celebration for the studio because we got the first prize. And in those days, nobody knew that in Prague there is a studio which has over 100 people, and I think that this was great thing for us, and de facto this film put us on the map of animation.
As soon as Trnka established himself as an animator, he and his closest colleagues, including Přetislav Pojar, moved on to set up their own studio of puppet film. Trnka worked literally days and nights, and within the next 20 years, his studio produced dozens of films.
I was very often going to Bartolovnická street where there was a studio, and I admire him because he was painting both hands. He was working left hand and right hand, and it was absolutely fantastic to watch his skill. And I think that nobody else, I would say, can put such an imagination, such a beautiful, warm touch in those films as he did. Really, it was really beautiful.
Kam se dáš cestou k zahradám, kam se dáš cestou k lesu.
At the same time, Trnka continued to illustrate books such as fairy tales by Hans Christian Andersen, The Grimm Brothers, The Tales of a Thousand and One Night, and a great many more. But probably the best known is Špalíček, a collection of rhymes and fairy tales by František Hrubín. And then, of course, Zahrada, The Garden, written by Trnka himself. It tells a story of five boys exploring a mysterious garden inhabited by a morose old tomcat. The book features typical Trnka figures, short and stocky with big round heads and muffled hair. Edgar Dudka, author of a monograph about Trnka, says he managed to maintain his unique style of illustration, even in his puppet films.
This style of his book illustrated, he transferred into puppets, so they are very typical, you know. If I see Trnka's puppet, you say, ah, that's Trnka, you know, because his roots are in Czech village, you know, in Czech culture. So those puppets of Trnka are villagers, you know, short legs, you know, such as farmers, you know. So it's just lovely, it's a special style. That's why on that first after-war festival in Cannes in 1946, he won, his fairy tale won Grand Prix, because it was something new, you know.
Actually, Jiří Trnka himself has always reminded me of his drawings. He was quite a remarkable figure, rather large with bright blue eyes, an impressive scar on his cheek, and a long moustache, not unlike the whiskers of a tomcat in the garden. The figures in Trnka's films are mostly silent, as he preferred music to the spoken word. He would often discuss it with his composer before he even started writing a screenplay.
Trnka doesn't like dialogues, so that's why his emphasis was on music, animation with music. And he was lucky because his friend was a very fine, very brilliant Czech composer, Václav Trojan. In all his films, just exception one, music was done by Václav Trojan. Even they had some sequence of a film ready, animated, you know, and Trojan came with the music, and that music wasn't so exactly on this scene. So they changed the scene, animated once more on that Trojan music, you know.
To byl totiž rybář, měl ženu a oba bydleli na břehu moře ve velké lahvi od octa.
One of the few exceptions were films dubbed by Trnka's good friend and neighbor from Prague, Skampa, the actor Jan Werich. He dubbed the fairy tale Goldfish, and he also lent his voice to a puppet version of Good Soldier Schweik. Trnka, in return, illustrated Werich's collection of fairy tales entitled Fimfarum. Despite having worked on so many children's books and adapting dozens of fairy tales, Trnka's films were never addressed exclusively, if at all, to children. I remember being scared as a child by the somewhat somber mood, underscored by Trojan's expressive music. Only 2 years after establishing the puppet film studio, Trnka and his friends completed their first puppet feature, Emperor's Nightingale, accompanied of course by Václav Trojan's music. And 10 years later, Trnka produced what is regarded as his masterpiece, a puppet adaptation of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
It was some possession to bring the puppets in the world of big art, to start it with small team, to finish with Shakespeare.
It was a miracle in that time, you know, because everybody imagined puppet theater, you know, marionettes or this, you know. This was a puppet which acted like human beings. So it was amazing, it was surprising.
Unfortunately, Trnka's remarkable work tempo took its toll. He died in 1969 at the age of only 57. Yet, in a span of just a few decades, he managed to do what others don't achieve in a lifetime. Even today, in the age of computer animation, his films continue to capture viewers with unmatched poetry and tenderness.